That's Nick Gilder, Hot Child in City. Thank you, Savoir Faire. This is Radio Zeke. It's the top of the hour here. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, live from the studios here atop the beautiful College Hill in, I'm not sure if this is Medford or Somerville. I've never been clear on that. It's right on the line. I have, as is my wont, a couple of guests in studio today. And we're going to hit that up in a minute. As soon as I, let's see, let's try this first.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
Yes, indeed, you are. Thank you, Ms. Dresden Doll. Okay, so today in studio, and we're going to sort of like drift into this because, as usual, I've arrived here courtesy of traffic mere moments after I should have, making everything work just as smooth as silk. I am Zeke Duckworthy. In studio, I've got Curtis Killian, Claire Wall. Let's see if we get any kind of air check. Go ahead, say something, guys. Uh-oh, he's pulled off.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you want the, you don't like that foamy thing here. Say hello, Claire.
Hello.
Okay. All right, I'm cutting you guys out for now. At least we have sound. They're going to be performing live in studio very shortly. And but I have to do a couple things at the top of the hour to be legally compliant. So let's try another one here. Okay, this is a PSA for all you guys.
Drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, don't forget that. Let's see what we got here. Do we have any kind of action at all? Yeah, we do. Okay, so let's start out, and you'll see why I'm doing this pretty soon, I hope. Here's something from Sharon Van Etten.
Okay, good.
You ready? Yeah.
Is it keeping?
Yes, thanks.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
I
there were stories back when Sharon Van Etten, they're doing Serpents, went to Middle Tennessee State, I believe, and she had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend was not encouraging. He told her she was no good. So sometimes rage can bring out the best, but don't ever tell anybody they're no good, because probably they're going to turn out to be Sharon Van freaking Etten. Okay. Okay. Hello there. We've got in studio a band that doesn't have a name, because I just saw them over at the Haven in JP a week ago, doing their very first set ever, and they do not have a name, so they don't. I'm calling them Band Z, and this is my attempt to claim the mantle of John Peel. So there's no pressure on you guys here. Why don't you introduce yourself, starting over here?
Hi, I'm Claire.
Okay, I can barely see you hiding behind the monitor down there. You are Claire Wall, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you are Curtis?
Curtis Killian, yes.
Okay, all right, and you guys hail from where?
Well, I live in JP now, right next to Forest Hills.
I'm up the road in West Roxbury.
All right, we're enough of this small talk. Let's play something. What's this thing called?
No Dying.
Hit it. When did you write that song?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
The first time you met, right?
No, that's actually the last song we'll play. You're right. No, I did write this the day I met you.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't hear it. It was at an open mic thing, and she appeared later.
like mysteriously appeared in a cloud of vapor, and there she was, and that's all she wrote. That's the classic band story.
Yeah, and it was an instant mind meld.
It was really, it's been very, very creepy, but amazing.
Yeah, we bonded over Ween.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ween. We had this little discussion outside the Haven the other week, and before I had to sink to the ground to gain consciousness, which did in fact happen, and thank you very much for that glass of water.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm glad you made it out alive.
No, I made it out alive, and I mean, how could I not? Because what's the next chapter here? Okay, so like you guys have now, you've been active on the music scene, Curtis Killian, for some time locally. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, I had a band called School for Robots, and that's been pretty much not alive for a while.
But didn't you play at Middle East a couple times over there, School for Robots?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And you have a recording studio, I'm told.
Yeah, in West Roxbury.
Yeah.
And looking forward to recording some of this stuff very soon. We're looking for
drummers, still?
Drummers, bassists. We have a lot of leads, which is good. That's a good thing about being in Boston. It's
there's a lot of it's saturated. The bad thing is, of course, it's like real tough to make any money around here because there's a limited number of places you can play, and people will play for free, which is great. And it does kind of make you bring your game up a little bit, maybe even more than places like L.A. or Austin or even Nashville. Just because of that, because there's a substantial amount of good players around here. So you guys, let's see. I'm going to play one other song here. Here's one. Now I'm not sure why I'm doing these mixes with haunting drive deep into the soul female vocalists. I'm not quite sure why this is happening.
I wonder.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. This is a band who is actually a lady out of Auckland, New Zealand, I believe, who does business as Tiny Ruins. Do you know her?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
I like the name.
Yeah, this is a song called Chainmail Maker.
Gotta keep
There you have Tiny Ruins doing Chainmail Maker. How is it that you have even heard of, that's a fairly obscure track there, Claire Wall?
Well, I work at a record shop, so
people, oh, really?
Yeah, people come in and talk about different like bands and music all the time, which is really good perk of a job.
It is. And, you know, in particular these days when people aren't buying a whole lot of records or CDs, just the idea of a record shop, you know, it feels like you're waving your cane at the future and
trying desperately.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, but there could be some kind of, apocalypse, and then everybody's going to go back to having to do live face-to-face, maybe piano rolls, that kind of thing. All right, we have, now you guys are being rather prolific musically. You have another one which has just recently hit the streets. Is that the case?
This song is 10 days old. We met just like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
All right, this song is called Another Bad Habit. Ready?
Yeah.
Hard stop that nails you to the wall. There you go. Okay. Who's the lyricist? Who's the musical? And or is it just like totally collaborative here?
It's pretty collaborative, yeah.
Yeah. The first song I wrote the lyrics and chords. The last one Claire wrote the lyrics.
Yeah. We kind of like switch off, which is really nice.
And that song, like the process is we just write it as we play it.
Yeah.
It's done, which is kind of nice.
Well, how do you know it's... I mean, I'll give you the classic question. How do you know it's done?
It feels right.
We're sick of playing it. I don't know.
I haven't gotten really sick of
playing it. No, me neither, yeah. It's... what is it? There's that quote, you never... Art is never finished, it's abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably true, but I kind of like to just move forward because we always have new ideas, so
yeah.
Sort of like don't dwell.
Now, quickly... There is some sort of web presence that people could, in fact, maybe follow you if they wanted to in some fashion. Or are you even too neo for that?
Got Instagram. Well, we don't. Yeah, we don't have.
We don't have like a band because we can't think of a band name. So if anybody.
But how are they going to contact you in order to send you these?
Email.
Your wall art at.
Oh yeah. Okay. So my Instagram. This is really professional. My Instagram is wall WHALL. _ART, like wall art.
Okay, that's good.
So you can contact me.
We are that new. We don't even have a band.
That means I've spelled your names wrong on all these credits, so that when the PRO checks arrive,
they're going to be made.
Yeah, you do theoretically get paid 11 cents for each one of these songs that you're providing. If you get, registered with BMI or ASCAP.
I am registered, but they've never paid me anything.
I've
definitely had songs on local radio.
Oh, you
owe me like 90 cents.
Oh my
exactly.
Gosh.
You know, there's nothing quite like getting that check that says 90 cents because you can put it on the wall. You know, like right, when you go into a bad restaurant and there's a dollar bill taped to the back. It's just like that. Yeah, I'm sure you've had that experience. You go into like a diner in the middle of nowhere and there's the first $5 bill that their cousin spent, you know. All right. In the interest of kind of stretching this out, you don't have a huge number of songs here.
Okay, not ready for prime time.
Wall Art at...
Oh, it's just Instagram.
Okay, W-A-H...
Nope, W-H-A...
W-H-A...
L-L.
L-L, like whale, but with two L's, not an E. Art, hyphen art on Instagram. And
actually, that's underscore art.
Okay, let's do this again.
Make it
W-H-A-L-L underscore art at Instagram. On Instagram, but it's also at Instagram.
Yeah, so she's posting videos and things there.
Right on.
And I'm retweeting or whatever.
Okay.
Well, regramming.
Regramming? Exactly. Okay.
And I'm just Curtis Killian. My name is there.
Okay. All right. Not quite yet. We're going to play another one here because we're going to try and stretch this out. This one is a song by somebody who I'm sure you guys know, Greg Isakov. This one's called Light Year. Isakov, properly styled Gregory Allen Isakov, off his, that's probably 8 years old now. This Empty Northern Hemisphere, great record. That one's called Light Year. All right, now Claire Wall, I'm told that you recently had a physical interaction with Amanda Palmer. Is this true?
Yes.
Inquiring minds do want to know, so let's hear all the details.
Well, I went to a Dresden... I thought it was my first Dresden Zoll show, but my mom just recently told me that I saw them before in 2002 opening for Cyndi Lauper when I was like 10 or something. Well,
meaning your mom took you to a Dresden Dolls show?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
it was quite the thing.
All you moms out there, heads up.
But
if you're not doing that, you're just not doing it right. Yeah.
She's a cool mom. But yeah, I went and saw them, I think Monday night, and I was with some people who, so you know how people kind of fall around the Grateful Dead and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, there's like the equivalent for the Dresden Dolls,
sure.
And I was with some really cool people who follow around the Dresden Dolls, and after the show, they got to go upstairs, and they kind of brought me with them, and Amanda Palmer just sort of like, I saw her, our eyes connected, and she just walked straight towards me, said hello, hugged me, and then kissed me, and I was very starstruck.
This is a peak experience.
It was kind of great, and then later that night, I slept in a bathtub, so it was
And you're here to tell the tale.
Yeah, and now I can talk about it on the radio. So.
All right, okay, now you guys are going to do one more song here. What's this one called?
This song is called Everything Was Beautiful, and it's the first song that we wrote together.
Okay. All right, let's hear you do this. is a fine song right there. You guys are okay. You can, yeah, you might want to swing. That's good. Either way, that's good. All right, okay. Hold on. So you're on number four over there, and you're on number, okay, there we go. I got a few microphones all worked up there. So, like, when you sit down and write a song, it's like Lennon and McCartney. First you sit down, and then you write a song, right? There's not a whole lot of overthinking going on here.
No.
You guys have it, like, in your heads when it pops. I mean, what happens?
For me, it's kind of stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
Stream of consciousness sort of thing. And then you're just on the wavelength. So what's kind of interesting is, like, every time we meet, which has been, like, every few days, at least, we'll end up writing a song almost by accident, I think.
And yeah, it really does feel kind of by accident sometimes.
Like serendipity is... touched by the muse. Here you go. That's, you know, there are, I'll just take this opportunity to shout out, you are listening to number 91.5 on the FM frequency dial here, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. So hello to listeners, and we do have listeners in Chester, England, in Cape Town, South Africa, in Kiel, Germany, in Taiwan, in Austin, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Nashville, quite a few in Nashville, actually, New York, I'm forgetting all sorts, Connecticut, and anybody who happens to be driving around the beautiful metropoli of Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, Watertown. So there's people who actually listen to this. There will be an air check of this available later if you, that's a fancy talk for a recorded streamable version of this show. I presume you guys are going to want to link back to this, so feel free. It will be probably on duckworthy.com, which is my site. But now you guys came in prepared to do three, and that means I'm going to have to sort of cover while we decide what to do next. So I'll just throw up something that people kind of might relate to here, which is this Bob Dylan song.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. He kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now, the hour is getting late.
Fabulous Nobel winning lyricist. Now, I've always liked that song because it's written backwards. I always thought that, you know, he took the last verse and made it first because, you know, like in sequential time, the writers would approach at the beginning of the song. So sometimes you invert lyrics and you play around and stuff like that. Curtis Killian and Claire Wall here in studio, and you guys have desired to play a song that you've never practiced or played before.
Well, in a park one time.
We did it once.
Okay, all right. And this is a song by the Zombies, and it is called...
This Will Be Our Year.
All right, hit it.
Like the warmth from the sun, this will be our year. Took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand, now your darkness is gone. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Your smile, smile for me, little one. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worried days are gone. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. We're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. This will be our year. Took a long time to come.
Cover version, which actually is kind of, I'm surprised because the Zombies go probably back to certainly before you were born.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're still playing. I saw them at the Wilbur a few years ago.
Yeah, they're a great band.
They're still amazing.
Yeah, they are still amazing. And they were always like excellent songwriters. I mean.
Yeah, great.
So what's the phrase, floats your boat? What do you guys listen to?
Oh gosh, that's the hardest question.
What don't you listen to? Who do you hate?
Oh God, actually, that's really easy. I don't like Oasis.
Right on. Okay.
I don't like Journey.
Okay.
Okay. Really? I've had to play both those. I'm ambivalent on those.
Really?
I hate.
Doesn't Amanda Palmer have a thing like where she hates Liam Gallagher also? Like, are you challenging? I think so. I think she's like said things about it. Okay, might be libelous, but. Maybe it's just in my dreams, my fever dreams.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then I love her even more now.
Of course.
And, yeah.
Who do you hate? Do you hate anyone?
Musically, I'm not a big fan of Billy Joel. I know a lot of people.
You don't like Billy Joel?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? I'm sorry.
It's all right. I know that's like lift out. That's
unpopular statement. But
I don't either.
Guys, what's wrong with
you? No, hold something. On. I'm going to really, like, cuss the airwaves. No. I hate Neil Young. I can't abide that guy. I just can't stand that.
Okay, we're leaving.
Guy. Wait, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, no, it's...
Wait, is this serious? Are you serious.
I just can't... He's such a whining Canadian white boy. I just can't stand him. Oh, my God.
I love him.
I'll tell you where he lost me. It's that song. We're helpless, helpless, helpless.
Oh, I like that song.
Oh, my God.
The band does a great version of that.
Yeah, I know they do. I'm, you know, okay, fine. mine, but somebody else's airwaves, not mine.
No, I understand.
No, you don't. But you're like,
no, you've I'm very opinionated.
You've got
it.
To hate somebody.
Otherwise, why do you hate Neil?
I try not to hate.
You try not to hate.
My
but
first
you're focusing
guitar,
on love.
Yeah, my first guitar was named Neil.
Really?
And then somebody stepped on it. So I mean,
that could have been me.
Yeah, but I'm a big Zappa fan, and
oh yeah,
Paul McCartney, The Kinks. So
yeah, weren't we talking about Captain Beefheart out there?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. We could play some Beefheart.
I love Beefheart. Safe as Milk, I think is our that's your favorite too, right?
Yeah, although I do like the what's the first song off of Trap Mask Replica?
Frownland.
Yeah, I like Frownland a
lot. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the guy's he's just sick, you know, and plus he's a great artist. You know, like a fine in oils. You know,
we, I haven't seen them.
Don Van Vliet.
Oh yeah, Don Van Vliet. Yeah,
yeah.
In his own right. We were at a Halloween party that we played at, like open mic kind of thing, and someone was dressed as Trout Mask Replica. He was instantly my friend.
My friend over in Chester, England, is a huge Beefheart fan. It always has been, and so he'll be. Ready to book you when you're ready to do your first tour of English Northwest.
We were just talking about our European
flight.
Tour yesterday.
We'll learn the songs on the flight.
Well, there you go. Okay, I'm just going to play... what am I going to play? Okay, I'm going to play a couple of... I'll play something here. Here's something which bears no relation to what you're doing, except a little bit. Let's go here. Let's get this show on the road.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Deposades patiae, hoc quod optimamus, Domine laudetie, devotine damus.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Mundus renovatus est per Christo regnante.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Transito, unde lux est ota, salus in venita.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Benedicat Domino, Salus Regni Nostro.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virginae. Gaudete.
Now, we have some musical controversy. The band may be breaking up over musical differences here. We have, that's Steel Eye Span going back some, almost 40 years, 35 years anyway, doing, is it a cover if you do a Gregorian chant? I guess it's kind of a public domain cover, right? Gaudete. And I just like their harmonies. And as I say, it's got nothing to do with what you guys are doing at all. Unless, you know, it becomes a matter of musical difference. Okay, so the fact that you are not a Billy Joel fan, this because... Go ahead.
Claire is.
I just like getting upset about things. Yeah. I guess. I like the controversy.
We're both pretty opinionated.
Yeah.
But I admit it.
Still Rock and Roll to me is like what is the second song that I ever learned the lyrics to in my entire life. So
what about Bruce Springsteen? Do you like him?
I don't have a super opinion one way or the other.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Weird. Okay, good. I mean, I don't really hate anybody. I played in a top 40 band for a little while, and I hated almost all of that music.
Yeah.
But even after a little while, I was like, well, I can't really hate on something that's making other people happy. That became my theory to cope with the, you know, having to play Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, okay, the equivalent in my era, since I am a generation older than you, would be the Archies, the bubblegum music, yeah. You know, chewy, you know, that really just offensive
sickly
music that has no place on earth. But I mean, let's face it, it's...
But at least the songwriting was a little bit more creative, I think, with a lot of that bubblegum stuff. Like they had...
You're really stretching the term creative here. It's
I mean, I'm just comparing it to like the modern four chord like pop song.
Auto-tune, that stupid drum track that's like on all the radio edits, just really loud and simple and boring and repetitive.
Yeah. I'm going to pop into this one song here, and then maybe you guys can play one more. This is another Sharon Van Etten called Give Out.
Speaking to me, I loosen my grip from my
Sharon Van Etten. In studio with me on Radio Zeke today with about 5 minutes left. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. And I have in studio as guests a nascent band composed for the moment of Claire Wall and Curtis Killian, both. Well, where are you from, Claire, originally?
Originally, I'm from Framingham, Massachusetts.
So where are you from?
Curtis? Uncasville, Connecticut.
So you guys are New Englander. Uncasville.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Land of Mohegan.
Yeah, that's right. My first dog came from there.
Hmm.
Well, not first, but recent. My departed. I'll start crying. I can't
Sorry.
Do this. Yeah, I know. You're going to do another cover here, and that cover is? Never performed by you before, just to get...
No, we're really, I mean, we've been playing for like 3 weeks
yeah.
together, so we're...
We rehearsed this one in a park, too.
Lemon Twigs?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite new rock bands. They're like very young brothers from Long Island, and they wrote an amazing album that I was obsessed with this year called Do Hollywood.
Okay, let's do it. You got 4 minutes.
All right.
I want to prove to you my love is extended, my love never ended, my passion befriended.
Lemon Twigs, Band Z as yet unnamed, featuring Curtis Killian, songwriter, guitarist, vocalist, Claire Wall, songwriter, guitarist, vocalist.
Sort of guitarist.
There you go. Okay. You guys, in addition to that, have excellent timing because we're out of here in 10 seconds. You've been listening to Radio Zeke, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Take care, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.